I'm Tanzina Vega, and this is The Takeaway. Mass demonstrations in Puerto Rico have already forced a number of top political leaders to resign, and calls for Governor Ricardo Rosselló to resign continue to grow louder, even after he announced that he would not seek re-election. And as the protests continue, one song has been deemed the anthem of this moment.
Disculpen mis expresiones, pero al igual que Ricky, estoy liberando las tensiones. Le doy fuego a la fortaleza como se supone y al otro día voy a la iglesia para que me perdonen. Mejor no quieras probar de que...
That's Afilando los Cuchillos, or Sharpening the Knives, a song released last week, and it features Puerto Rican artists Residente, Bad Bunny, and Ile.
Vamos cortante. Como los cuchillos, sacando chispas hasta llegar al filo. Hay que arrancar la maleza del plantío, pa' que ninguno se aproveche de lo mío.
And I'm joined now by one of the songwriters of Puerto Rico's revolutionary anthem, singer-songwriter Ileana Cabra, better known as Ile, is with us, and her latest album, Almadura, is out today. Ile, thanks so much for being with us again.
Thank you so much. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. And you have been on the ground in Puerto Rico during the protests. Tell us what you're seeing on the streets of Puerto Rico right now.
Well, I'm seeing a huge, unexpected awakening all of a sudden. I never knew that this would happen like one day, from one day to another. But it feels great. I mean, it is shameful at the same time. But the important thing is that we have woken up in big, giant masses, and every day keeps growing and growing, and that is an amazing feeling that I've been waiting for so long to see with my own eyes, and I think my grandmother and people that are not with us anymore are feeling proud wherever they are, because we have shown our true selves finally in the streets nowadays, and we're living in a history, so it feels very good.
And the song that we just heard a clip of, and that was recorded with Residente and hip-hop star Bad Bunny, and people are calling it the anthem of this moment. Tell us more about the song, like the idea behind it, and who were the three of you singing to?
Well, it was an initiative from my brother René and Benito and Bad Bunny, and they invited me to participate in the chorus. So we were each writing our own things in different places. But since we are Puerto Ricans, we share the same anger, and we are indignant as well as the rest of the country. So we're just telling the story through this song. We are just showing that anger in our own different way of expression. So my brother René is muy directly and toward the governor of Puerto Rico and Benito as well, but he also includes other people of the party and of the government, and my chorus is just the part about the people of gathering everyone together in big masses and react and protect what is ours. So it's just our way of expressing ourselves, and it's nice to hear the song on the streets every day that I've been protesting in Puerto Rico, and I know it gives like a necessary boost that we need, and a support and a solidarity that is very important to keep it up at this time, and we're not stopping.
There's a line in the song that you guys mention, and it says, "Tú no eres hijo del cañaveral escoria, tú eres hijo del más corrupto de la historia." And that roughly translates to, "You're not the son of the sugarcane fields. You are the son of one of the most corrupt people in history." Who are you talking about there, Ile?
That was written by my brother René. He's actually referring to the governor that he's son of a former governor from Puerto Rico. He's saying that you're son of the governor, of the most corrupt governor in history. So that's why this governor thinks he's going to get away with this, and that's why he's not respecting the people at all. He's underestimating our capabilities of reacting and doing more and doing what we can until he's out. I mean, it's shown like more than enough that we don't want him there, and he's asking for forgiveness, and people who want to forgive him can forgive him, but he has to suffer the consequences. I mean, what he did was terrible, as well as his dad, but by that time his dad didn't had all the information that we have nowadays about his son. And well, his raising, the way that he was raised, has a lot to do with his personality. And that's why he thinks he's going to get away with all this. But we're going to show him that he's not.
I mean, we're seeing images here in New York from what's happening. We have protests even here. The diaspora is protesting and being very inclusive about what they're doing. We saw hundreds of thousands of Puerto Ricans on the island yesterday and for weeks already. Are people optimistic that Governor Rosselló will actually step down?
It's not about optimism. It's just it's a reality. He has to confront that reality, and we would do whatever we have to do for him to know that what he has to do. And we will not stop. I arrived Saturday from New York last Saturday. I mean, the 13th of July, and I've been protesting since, and I haven't stopped, and the people haven't stopped either. I had this trip now, and then I will go back, and I'll keep protesting. Like, now it's just our way of life. Like, this is very important, and people are risking jobs, are risking a lot of things, just because they know, they realize the importance of being present in this time as a whole, as a majority, and we have to be very connected, and we have to be together in this. This is very, very important. We cannot tolerate this in any way possible. And for me, this is like a peaceful army that we're doing. Like, there's a lot of Puerto Ricans everywhere in the world, and we're showing the people how we protest, even though we're not a country that is used to protesting. But when we do, we show the people and we educate how we do protest and how we never stop.
You use the word country, and I want to focus on that as we wrap up this segment, because last year you were with us on the show last August, and during that conversation you said you wanted Puerto Rico to be an independent country. Do you think that the current protest movement, Ile, is going to fuel calls for Puerto Rican independence from the United States?
I don't know. We're focusing on the main goal here, that the governor renounces or resigns. But obviously, I hope for my country to be independent, but not tied to any political party. I think being independent is just like what our path should be. Like, when we grow up, we grew up to be independent people, where our country should be independent as well and be protected by their own people that love the country better than any other. So for me, I don't know what's going to happen. We're little by little fighting for what corresponds to us, but I just hope for the best and the well-being of my country.
Ile is a Puerto Rican singer and songwriter, and her latest album, Almadura, is out today. Ile, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much.
De luna a luna me hiciste tuya, y sin querer quise ser tuya. De luna a luna me abandonaste, y al ocaso tú me entregaste. De luna a luna sin rodillas.
We're going out with a track from Ile's new album. I'm Tanzina Vega. This is The Takeaway, and we'll see you tomorrow.
En cada salto, en cada creta, huesos gaviotas, los que te llevan. Y una nariz se hace vereda, mi rostro cruza todas sus veras. De luna a luna fui suficiente de...